This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Thursday, February 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. Valley's air quality rules ramp up. California grants $26 million to farm workers. And dicamba existing stocks issue needs resolution. EPA ramps up air quality rules for the Valley. The Biden administration has significantly strengthened its air quality standards for soot, the fine particulate matter known as PM2.5. The action reverses a Trump-era decision that maintained a 2012 standard. The new rule boosts protections by 25%. U.S. EPA estimates this would prevent up to 4,500 premature deaths and 290,000 lost workdays and yield up to $46 billion in health benefits. Environmental justice groups and California Attorney General Rob Bonta celebrated the rulemaking as a major victory. In 2021, California and 17 other states sued EPA to raise the bar for attainment. Yesterday, Bonta said the Biden administration is taking a key step that will support states in their efforts to clean up the air and protect the public, especially overburdened communities. But the San Joaquin Valley Air Pollution Control District was not so enthusiastic about the decision. In a letter to EPA last year, Executive Director Samir Sheikh pointed out that the district has reduced nitrogen oxide emissions, the precursor to PM2.5, by 75% since 1992. Stationary source emissions have dropped 93% since 1980. The Valley is also phasing out open ag burning by the end of this year, and it has already dropped 90%. Sheikh argued the new standard is not possible to achieve without cutting mobile source emissions that are under federal jurisdiction, such as from planes, trains, and trucks. ADD awards $9 million to upskill farm workers. The state's Employment Development Department has allocated $9 million to 11 organizations to implement projects that train farm workers for new careers. The goal is to provide essential skills that can lead to upward mobility and higher wages. The Employment Training Panel recently set aside $10 million for similar grants. EDD has also dedicated $7 million specifically to aid farm workers who have lost work due to the close of Prima Wawana. Up to 10,000 workers have been affected by the bankruptcy of the stone fruit producer. CDFA Secretary Karen Ross said the programs are, quote, key to attracting, supporting, and providing high-quality jobs and leadership opportunities for a diverse agricultural workforce. EPA tries to ease grower burden for ESA compliance. EPA wants to give growers credit for implementing Natural Resources Conservation Service practices as a part of the agency's effort to protect endangered species. Michal Frioff, the EPA Assistant Administrator for Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention, made the announcement to heads of state agriculture departments in Washington as a part of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture Winter Policy Conference. She said EPA and USDA finalized a memorandum of understanding on Tuesday that paves the way for us to begin to give growers credit for about 24 NRCS practices that also reduce pesticide drift and runoff. Robert Bonney, USDA Undersecretary for Farm Production and Conservation, said in a news release from EPA that, quote, farmers who use strong conservation practices developed by NRCS should be given credit for all of the benefits these practices provide, including reducing off-site movement of pesticides. NRCS programs remain entirely voluntary, and producers will not need NRCS approval. Facing a backlog of complex evaluations required under the Endangered Species Act and impatient court system, EPA has been under pressure to come up with streamlined ways to look at the impact of pesticides on endangered species. Now, to that end, it reached an agreement with environmental and industry interests to develop strategies addressing 27 federally listed species, herbicides, fungicides, rodenticides, and insecticides. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this. When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders, tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. NASDA seeks help on PFAS. At its winter policy conference, the group also approved policy supporting indemnities for farmers and ranchers whose lands are contaminated with PFAS through the spreading of biosolids or biowaste by contaminated water or by any other means. The amendment also encourages federal agencies to work with states, quote, to keep operations agriculturally productive and economically viable by offering financial support and providing access to effective federal and state assistance programs, either currently existing or to be created in response to this crisis. Farm income forecast to fuel fresh demands for Farm Bill. USDA's latest farm income forecast is providing some fresh ammunition to lawmakers who are pushing to put more money into Farm Bill commodity programs. USDA is projecting net farm income to fall this year to $116 billion. That's 1.7% below the 20-year average and nearly 41% below the 2022 record after adjusting for inflation. John Bozeman, the Senate Ag Committee top Republican, said, quote, our current farm safety net is not equipped to handle the challenges our farmers are facing. The gravity of the situation drives home the need for Congress to make meaningful investments in Farm Bill safety net programs. However, Craig Cox of Taxpayers for Common Sense says forecast shows the farm economy is still healthy, doesn't need more federal subsidies. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack weighed in, saying the report, quote, underscores the critical importance of USDA's ongoing work to help foster prosperity for producers and the communities they love by supporting an economy that grows from the bottom up and the middle out, and by creating new market opportunities that promote competition in the marketplace that can help combat low prices and high input costs. You can read our full report at AgriPulse.com. Well, here's today's He Said It. I want to make this very simple and direct. Salmon are magical, and they have been since the beginning of time. That California Department of Fish and Wildlife Director Chuck Bonham in a discussion of Governor Newsom's new salmon strategy. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Thursday, February 8th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jack Alley.